Bruno's fundamental Rambans and all of his commentary in the Torah is found at the end of Parshas Bo. He has a very lengthy discussion of various fundamental tenets of Judaism, the concept of our belief system, the reason for the mitzvahs, the reasons for the creation of the world as a whole. So I wanted to dedicate three nights, tonight and Wednesday and Thursday, Rosh Hashem, to go through this Ramban. The springboard for this Ramban is the mitzvah of tefillin. At the very end of this week's Parsha, we find the mitzvah of tefillin. There are four different paragraphs written in our tefillin. The first paragraph of Shema, the second paragraph of Shema, and then the last two paragraphs are the final two paragraphs of Parshas Bo. If you look inside your chumash, you'll find those last two paragraphs are the other two paragraphs that are written in. They both contain various references to Mitzrayim and to the mitzvah of tefillin, and therefore those, they are included in the tefillin. And the Ramban begins his discussion by describing why the tefillin have remembrances and recollections of Mitzrayim that are placed on our hand, the place over our head, that they should be a place of remembrance, that we should always have Yitzias Mitzrayim in mind, Keneged HaLev, or Keneged HaMoach, the heart and the mind, which is the Mashkonis HaMachshava, the seat of our thought processes and our emotions. Yitzias Mitzrayim should always be placed there. And through that he begins the discussion of why is Yitzias Mitzrayim such a fundamental idea. And he describes the idea that from the time of Enosh, the first time that we find Avodah Zorah in the history of mankind, from that point on, there has been great confusion as to the concept of Emunah. And the Ramban lists that there are three fundamental categories of people who are kofrim, three people or heretics who deny the existence of God as we believe in Him. Number one, says the Ramban, there are those who are kofir barko, kofir vikr. They simply deny the existence of God as a whole. They believe the ki ha'olam kadmon, the world existed before. It always existed. It has nothing to do with the Creator. It's just a natural concept that exists in the world. Then, says Ramban, there's a second category of people who believe there's a concept of a God. They believe in a concept of a Creator, just that He has no idea what's going on in the world. The world's a big place, the galaxy, the universe, it's pretty big. And to know what's going on in this small little planet called Earth with people doing this and doing that, that's like too small for a God who can create such a large world. So he's not really not interested, he has no idea, it's beyond him to be aware of that. That's the second category of those who deny the presence of God, that he's there, but he's just not interested or aware of what's going on down here. And a third category, says the Ramban, is one who's even aware of what's going on, but has no impact, has no hashkacha over that which is going on, in what's known as the fishbowl theory, that he sees what's going on, he can watch the little fish swimming around, but he doesn't have any impact on what's doing. There's no schar, there's no onesh, there's no reward, there's no punishment. He might be aware of what's going on, but he certainly isn't in any way forming, shaping, controlling the events, and certainly then there wouldn't be any form of reward or punishment for the events taking place. That, says the Ramban, are the three categories of different people who deny the presence of God on various levels. Says the Ramban, if Hashem shows some type of favoritism, some type of love, some type of particular behavior towards a nation or to an individual, and changes the nature of the world in the way that we generally perceive the world on behalf of a particular group of people, or even on behalf of a particular individual, that nullifies all of those approaches. To say, all the way from the extent that he sees but doesn't know, doesn't have any impact, or he doesn't know, or he doesn't exist at all, when you see the nature of the world change on behalf of a particular people or a particular individual, then you can't possibly say any of those arguments. Ki hamofei panifla, that wondrous event, mora sheyeshli oylam aloikam mechadesh, that proves that there is a Creator, there is a God, who is mechadesh, who created out of nothing the world, v'yodeya, and he knows what's going on, u'mashkiach, and he's paying attention, he controls, v'yachol, and he has the ability. Because look, he saw, he changed the nature of the world for this particular group. Then, says the Ramban, as not only does that prove the existence, however, there's an added element. Kasher yiya hamofei sohu nigzer tchila mipinavi, when whatever was changed in the nature of the world was already predicted by a prophet who said, this is going to happen, then yisbar mimenu oda mitzvah hanavuah. Not only does it prove in the existence of a Creator who is a yodea, and a yachol, and a mashkiach, who sees and knows and is capable and changes and has an impact, but that there's a Navi, there's a human being whom he's communicating with, because he has predicted that that Mofet, that wondrous event, that sign will take place. That there's some form of a communication. And this, says the Ramban, is one of the most fundamental tenets in all of Torah. Because if any religion has to have a concept of a creator, of a God, and then a people, and somehow there has to be a communication between that divine being and the human beings who are supposed to be listening to them. Well, how does that communication take place? Says the Ramban, when the creator changes the nature of the world to show that he exists, to show that he's in control, to show that he has that power, and tells a person who's going to predict and let the world know about it beforehand, then not only has he created his, proven his own existence, but he's proven the concept of communicating with a human being, and with that, says Ramban, it's Tiskayim HaTorah Kula. That is the fundamental tenet. How do we know the Torah that we have is true? How do we know that this is the true communication between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man, that we're obliged to follow it? Says Ramban, because Moshe predicted all of these makos, as the Ramban says, therefore every one of the makos will say, Laman Teda, Ki Ani Hashem Bekerev Ha'aretz. The purpose of the makos, to know that I am Hashem, Lahorot Al Hashkach, I'm in control. Or the Torah, the Pesukim will say, Laman Teda, Ki LaHashem Ha'aretz. The world is mine, I created it. Or Laman Teda, Ki Ein Kamoni B'chol Ha'aretz. There's nobody like me, Lahorot Al HaYecholos, that I have the ability. So the makos are the proof, all of which were told in advance by Moshe what would happen, to disprove all the various elements of those who deny the existence, to prove not only his existence, but that through the concept of communicating with the Navi, his ability to take, to prove, or to show what his desire is through a human being. And this, still says, will continue, is why Yetzias Mitzrayim is such a fundamental point, and we'll continue as he goes along tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.